Well, I think the first thing we need to do when we've experienced great and traumatic loss, the losses that each of us have had in our lives and losses to come, and sometimes it's the loss of health, sometimes it's the loss of employment, sometimes it's a scandal, maybe sin was involved, but oftentimes it's just the things of life that bring us down. I think what we need to realize in those times that God is with us. He says, "Lo, I am with you always. I will never desert you. I will never forsake you." So don't deny the reality of your loss. Embrace it. And also, at the same time, affirm what Scripture tells us, which is that this God who rules the universe is a happy God, and he endured the miseries of the cross precisely so that we would not have to pay an eternal price for our sin. He paid that for us on the cross. So now in him, we can find personal comfort. He loves us. He cares for us. He intercedes for us. He promises that all things will work together for our good ultimately. And I think then we need to give ourselves permission to grieve. You see grieving in Scripture. You saw it in the life of Jesus. You saw it in the life of Paul. None of the affirmations about happiness and joy that we're making, none of the biblical call to rejoice in the Lord always and rejoice in all circumstances denies the reality of pain and grief. God understands it, and in fact, God endured it more than any other person in human history in the person of Christ on the cross.